Well, folks, I'm very excited. We have traveled up into Anderson Valley, and it is a beautiful spring day up here. It's a warm spring this year, and I'm at Hush Vineyards, and Jeff Ginder is sitting here with me. He's the winemaker here. Jeff, great to be with you, sir, and we're going to be tasting some great wines from Hush Vineyards today. And let's get a little background on the winery here, and I'll pour us a glass of your Sauvignon Blanc.
All right, sounds great. The winery, we started off in the late 1960s with Tony Hush. He was really one of the proprietors of the valley and really brought this area to life. He, along with a few other players, really made the Anderson Valley what it is today.
It's the foundation, really. I put Miller Handley and a few others into that category.
Definitely. And with those foundation footsteps that he was able to lay, the Oswald family then came in the late 1970s. At that point, the tradition continued. And luckily, we didn't change the name of Hush because, well, now it would have been, you know, Robinson and Oswald. Who knows?
Well, there is a name now that has gone along throughout the years and now has a very stellar reputation here. And one of the wines, the Sauvignon Blanc we're starting with, is from your other fruit sourcing that you're doing out of Anderson Valley.
Yes. Starting in the 1980s, we started buying and growing grapes over in the Ukiah Valley. And Sauvignon Blanc is a grape that kind of requires the heat. If we tried to grow it here in Anderson Valley, well, we would end up with nothing but green grass in a glass.
And it would probably still be in the vineyard when it's freezing.
Yeah, we'd still be picking last year's crop, right?
So it's always late harvest.
So I've been told. And that's great with Gewurztraminer, but yeah. Sauvignon Blanc, I prefer it as a dry wine, and boy, is it beautiful at the table. It's really about getting it picked over a spectrum of wheat, and that way we get the spectrum of flavor that comes along with it. And that's really been our signature style since we first started making it.
Is it 100%, or are you adding in some Semillon or another grape, which we're not going to tell people?
No hidden players in this game. It's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. We just get the diversity from the multitude of picks over about typically 3 weeks.
Well, this is a great food wine, and we're going to enjoy some great dishes. Chef is working on this hard. And Jeff, I know you're hungry. You have that look in your
eye. Oh, always.
I like this man. We're going to enjoy some great Sauvignon Blanc from Hush Vineyards. And Jeff and I are on our second glass already. I hope Chef hurries up.
Yeah, otherwise I may not be standing much longer.